Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the NewsHour. It is a Monday, and with us, as she is each and every Monday, Laura Kennard, talking about business networking, education, opportunities for small business as well as large to be get noticed and see what's going on. Hey, Laura.
Guess what it is?
I don't know what it is.
December.
December, yeah. Wow. When the hell did that month go, right?
I know. So we made it through Small Business Saturday. We made it through Black Friday.
I know. And now today's Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah. Today's Cyber Monday.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's right.
Like, so we had a news story last week about how Black Friday is losing its luster. And the reason it's losing its luster is because retail establishments have already conditioned individuals to look for deals outside of Black Friday.
Right.
So some of those deals started way back last Wednesday.
They did.
Stores are open on Thanksgiving. And so, and the numbers are pretty interesting. The survey that we just saw said that this year, only 36% of individuals planned to go out and shop on Black Friday. 3 years ago, it was 51%.
Mm.
So, yeah. But well, retail doesn't care. They go, hey, you can come buy stuff.
We'll take it from wherever we get it. I actually don't. I'm a conscientious Thanksgiving Day objector.
Yeah.
So I don't do it. But, yeah, Black Friday, I actually don't really like a lot of the crowd, so I have to be, something has to be pretty compelling for me to go out, but I won't go out on Thanksgiving. Well, I like that they started the deals earlier in the week, and I did take advantage of some, you know, early Black Friday stuff. So,
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
There we go.
And that's where a lot of people are already, you know, getting
cyber
stuff. And if you do it now, you can still get it for the holidays, right? And so, without having to pay an arm and a leg to ship it. So, we had our informational session yesterday at the Runway.
Right. Okay.
We have another one coming up, so I just wanted to put that on people's radar. December 18th, which is a Wednesday, we'll do it in the evening, so it'll be 5:30 to 8:30. I know that sounds like a really long thing, so we're looking at some refreshments and whatnot, so to kind of keep people, you know. But the reason why, just so that we can understand the what we got going on, it's our information about our roundtables. We'll officially are going to kick off in January, so but this will give you an opportunity to see what that's all about. And we'll also start pre-assigning some of our roundtable groups, so that's what we're working on right now in December. So when you get there, everyone has 30 seconds. So quick introduction on who they are, what they're here for. That could be an idea, could be a business that they've already kind of started. But what's your elevator pitch, or just what's your brief idea that you want to you want to work on? And from there, in the beginning, what we'll be doing is kind of like orientation, really. In the future, when people come back to these roundtables, they'll already be oriented, and we'll have a newbie session that will break off and do orientation. Everyone else will kind of get into the into what they're working on. But we'll have a get together, people introduce. We have facilitators, and we have a little presentation from somebody that's a subject matter expert that'll talk on a topic to the group, and then you get off into your roundtables. And during the roundtables, the facilitator, everyone goes around and talks about the things that they're needing help with, okay?
Right.
So you do three goals, and by the next time you meet with your roundtable in the next month, you're accountable for getting those goals done. In the meantime, you have a little support group, right? Your roundtable group that you can reach out to and say, hey, you know, this is what I'm maybe running into a roadblock. After the roundtable, so everyone has about 15, 20 minutes, depending on how many people are there, we reconvene as a big group, and everyone from each group can maybe share a resource that came up that the whole group might be interested in, and then we kind of part ways. There's a workbook that you can work through. So part of your goals can be things that you're getting done on your workbook, or it could be something marketing related or whatever. I think we'll eventually get to the point where we're doing marketing only roundtables, where that's the primary concerns of those businesses. But yeah, we're getting that kicked off. So if you just want to see what it's about, this would be a good time to...
December 18th,
yeah, December 18th.
All right.
So now we'll back it back up to what we have going on in the beginning of December here. So lots of stuff coming up. First of all, to mention, tomorrow is the runoff election here.
It is. Tomorrow is the runoff election. We've got two slots going on. I think it's a city council at large, if I remember correctly, for Des Moines, as well as the mayor of Des Moines.
Yes.
So, and we will, by the way, for those of you who haven't seen it, we have posted throughout last weekend, and we'll do that again today, the long-form interviews with both Jack Hatch, former senator of the state of Iowa, in the Iowa State House, as well as the incumbent Mayor Frank County. So those will be up on our radio blog, and you can... if you wish, listen to those conversations.
Gotcha. On Wednesday, we do have the regular 1 million cups, but just to put it on your radar, later that evening from 5 to 7 p.m. at We Write Code is the 1 million cups end of year social.
Did we ever figure out where We Write Code is at? It's in the 700, suite 700 of some place on...
I know.
Locust,
I will give you the exact address now.
Yay.
Venue is 500 East Locust Street,
there
Suite 300. 500 East Locust.
500 East Locust,
so that
Suite
building,
300.
Is an older building that hosts several things, yep, including Pitchley, We Write Code. They've got some on-street parking, of course. Pay attention, because it is you have to pay to park, you know.
Until 9 o'clock at night.
Until 9 o'clock at night, so be prepared. I think it takes a card, so you can even run your card through. So I'm super annoyed when I come to the ones where it's still just coins, so
right.
We're going to have it, yeah, anyway.
And then sometimes the coins don't work. I've had that experience.
So we've got that. There's also that same night... holiday watercolor workshop at Mainframe. I bring this up. Mainframe, of course, is a very cool thing downtown, too,
right,
that you might want to catch. They've got all sorts of artist studios there. And once a month at the... So this particular... every month, like I think it's the first Friday, they always have kind of an open house where all the studio owners are kind of present. So you can walk around. That's a good time to know if they show up that you can actually go and see what's going on in all the individual studios. So
now, later on this month, I've got an interview with an individual down there, and it all came out of an interaction that I had in Mobile, Alabama last January.
Oh, that's right. The book with the bookstore.
No,
right?
No, this is a different person. This
okay.
This is a person who has a business at Mainframe, and she does commercial makeup.
Oh.
As well as created products, makeup products for individuals.
It's not Kelsey.
It is Kelsey. You
is
know Kelsey?
Kelsey Zeman.
Yeah,
oh, yes,
okay.
Of course.
So, ding,
I know
ding, ding,
Kelsey. So Kelsey actually was, she won the Small Business Award through
right.
DMAC, and then she was part of the Hatchery program at Drake University. I was actually not part of the Hatchery at that time. I was the year after that I started, but Kelsey and I have known each other for a while. She did. She invented a little lipstick that
right.
allows you to sort of snap on your coordinating liner so the two things aren't
right.
floating around.
Yeah.
And so that was really interesting for her because it was that whole product formulation, which is difficult.
Yeah.
And then she does such a fantastic job also with her artistry and her makeup. And, yes, I heard she was getting a studio at Mainframe, so that's exciting
in.
News. So the other thing coming up this week is Nabo, Iowa, has their coffee and conversation in East Village. That's on Thursday, December 5th. And also, you know, in our effort to really start to get a lot of different kinds of things and markets happening at the runway at Southridge, we actually have a pop-up market going on. So we will have pictures with Santa. We will also have a kids gently used toys and clothing consignment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And also, there's going to be some people that have some different unique treasures, some vendors that are associated that'll be out there too. And our own Kennedy, who has Res Blue, which is our virtual reality arena, we'll be doing some little virtual reality experiences that you can check out while you're there. So that'll be
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And that's a lot of fun things for adults and little kids and for your middle school, high school kids that might be interested in VR.
That are sitting around going, huh, what are we going to do?
Yeah. Plus, we also have a seating area for men who just want to sit and chill while people are shopping. So
Shades of Von Maur, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. So that's through Thursday. Friday, we also have Fem City, which is a networking group in Des Moines, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. They have a December coffee connection. So if you're kind of looking at what kind of networking groups you might want to get into in 2020, this would be a nice one to check out as well. They are going to be doing that again. It's early morning, 7:30 to 9, and it's going to be at Tiger Lily STEM, which is at 5525 Mill Civic Parkway, Suite 105. So they will be, I'm sure, introducing everything that they do at that location on Mill Civic, and then also you have an opportunity to check out what Fem City is about. Obviously, it's women-oriented business networking. So those are some of the big things. I also wanted to just put a little bit on the further out radar. So that will bring us into some stuff that's going on. I want to have a shout out to Brett Trout. Do you know Brett Trout?
Of course, yeah. He's he's an attorney, and he specializes in
intellectual property
and trademark
law.
Right, trademark.
So he comes and speaks quite often at Drake and does a nice presentation with our entrepreneurs.
Do you know he's an MMA fighter?
Yes! And he's raced, right? And he also, so he's into those extreme things. So his location is 516 Walnut Street, and it's his holiday open house. So, you know, a lot of these businesses around town are opening up their doors. I know Trisha Rivas, Trixie Salon has. So kind of look and see who's having their holiday open houses. It's a fun time to meet the owners and
go see Brett and get punched out.
That's right. And then I will end it with another thing that you can just kind of put on your radar for coming up on December 12th. There's going to be a talk that is on YouTube and TikTok. So you heard about TikTok?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're familiar with that?
And not only have I heard about it, but there's great controversy about TikTok that it is a cyber spying operation for the Chinese government.
And at the same time, young people are kind of flocking to that thing. So Chris Snyder, who does the media program at Drake University, does a great job. He's going to be talking about YouTube and TikTok and creating compelling social videos.
There you go.
He's going to be doing that at for the AAF, which is the American Advertising Federation's Iowa chapter, and they are going to be doing that at the Holiday Inn downtown at the Mercy, in the Mercy area.
The one
area.
With the revolving restaurant up on top.
1050 6th Avenue. That's actually really cute how they've remodeled that whole place. So if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed with what to do with video, fun video on social, and you want to create something compelling, Chris does a great job of kind of breaking that down, how to do that. Of course, and also by him on December 17th, he's going to be doing a workshop that really helps you with your whole social media strategy for 2020. So not just video, it's looking at your whole thing. That workshop is at Drake, and it's $175 for the workshop. It's really well worth it. He does a fantastic job. Again, he's very focused on strategy, but also can weave in all of those really compelling tactics that you can use as part of your strategy. So every time I do a workshop with Chris, I learn something new. So he's just a great one. If you, and it's very, he packs a lot into that workshop. So just take a look at that coming up as well.
All right. All kinds of stuff going on in the greater Des Moines metro for you and your business to not only get educated, but also to experience the opportunity to meet so many different people. Thank you so much, Laura.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Hey, we got to get out of here. That about wraps it up for another day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.